By the way, Callaway on the rise here. Very honored to have on the air. We're going to be chatting a little bit about a couple of different things. It would be Trish Stratus standing by from the WWE. And Trish, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Good.
First of all, you're hot.
Oh,
thank you.
How many quarters can we bounce?
Way, right? You want to just throw that out there. Thank you.
Can we just get to that? I mean, I want to know how many quarters we can bounce off you, because you just, your press shots are the greatest. They look so great.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
And I agree with him, but the guys around here, I wish they'd be a little more politically correct
Was that too abrupt to just get to it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
You're guys, and I understand that, Stacey. We have to deal with these things, but that's okay.
I know.
Yeah, I'm glad you're used to it.
Yeah, you found a way, have you, Trish?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Now, hey, we got so much to talk about, but one of the things that kind of we were thinking about is, now, Stacey Cole here is into yoga in a huge way. I'm into golf in a huge way, and that's why we went, wait a minute, what's Trish got to tell us?
If you guys had a baby, then you would have my Deerhurst yoga and golf retreat from Stratosphere.
Exactly.
That's right.
So tell us what this is, because we've been doing some reading about it, and it's a unique combination.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. I got into golf because I was doing a lot of celebrity tournaments and showing up and kind of being not that great of a player, actually. And as an athlete, it was kind of crushing my ego a bit. So I decided to take some lessons. I thought, you know what, this is kind of one of those things you don't just kind of pick up, apparently.
Right.
And I started doing the lessons. I got properly fitted. And then suddenly I got a relationship with Callaway, and they made me their celebrity ambassador. So then I really got, you know, pretty serious about it. And the neat thing is we actually connected because I started talking about the correlations of yoga and how, and Stacey, you can probably relate to this, you know, the movements you do in yoga, they're actually quite similar to the movements that you do in golf. So I created a 60-minute routine that's a unique yoga for golfers sequence. And then just that, the word got out there, and then basically Deerhurst Resort, which is this awesome resort here in, it's in Muskoka, so it's about 2 hours north of Toronto, they got a hold of us and said, you know, they want to do this stratifying weekend,
listen to that.
Love it.
Good guys, sorry. And that's it, so we're going up there, and basically that's what we're doing. We're combining this thing. We're going up there for some yoga sessions. It'll be, the round of golf is included. There's a clinic by Callaway. They're coming up and doing a clinic. One of the pros is coming up. And 3 days of yoga back-to-back. And it's going to be an awesome weekend. So, yeah.
Well, when you put this whole thing together, and I don't know if you know about this, about older golfers who have been doing it for a while who are already athletes, is that a lot of times they swing so easy and it looks so fluid because they're in great shape. And also this flexibility that you get from yoga, that you combine those two things, man, you all of a sudden are creating an awesome machine, a golfing machine, you know?
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah. Go ahead.
I think a lot of people, those are the two last things they'd ever combine, yoga and golf. They seem different. I mean, even though golf is kind of a quiet game and yoga's quiet, for me, yoga is a very calming thing. Golf, very stressful. So I can't imagine combining the two.
Well, what happens is, like, because that stressful situation that you often find yourself in, if you're maybe not playing well, which happens, right? The breathing reminds you to just take a breath and relax your body. And it wasn't until I started doing it myself. I was at a golf town, one of these stores where, you know, they watch you do your swing and they do a little video. And he's like, wow. He's like, well, you're not very good. Your path's not going very far, but you have great form, you know? And I was like,
There you go.
So you look good while doing it. You're just not very good at it.
Yes. Well, that was last year. I must say I'm a lot better this year. It's coming along nicely, I must say. But, yeah, that was when I made, you know, he's like, these little stretches I was doing between. He's like, what are those stretches? I got to show my students that. And I was like, oh, you know, these are just some yoga things. And it just came naturally. And you're right, the correlation didn't really click that, like, oh, my God, these go hand in hand. But as you do these sequences, you can check out, if you guys go to trishstratus.com, you can see my yoga website, because I have a yoga studio here in Toronto. And you can see video of it, and it's pretty cool because you'll see the correlations pretty key there. And it's been well received actually on the golf courses. Believe it or not, the men are coming into the studio now. Yay!
Gee.
Yeah. Are you shocked by that at all? I mean, really? Come on, Trish. Are you shocked by that at all?
Well, just because I have naked yoga, I mean, it doesn't mean that.
just because.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's that. Yeah.
No, but it really is neat. It is nice to see, actually, over the last, we've been open 2 years, and I would say that more and more men, I'm telling you, before I would tell a guy to come, I'd be like, you should try it. They'd be like, yeah, right, you know.
You know, it's funny. I was emailing with a high school friend yesterday. He practices yoga, probably one of the only guys I've ever met that practices yoga and admits it.
Right.
And I said, you know, it's crazy because it seems like men think that yoga is some form of dark arts from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not.
No, no. You know, and physically, because I've played golf for a long time now, and I know that physically they always say that your core is the key to having a great swing. And so obviously you'll get that if you do any kind of yoga, because, man, it's a workout. Once I started doing a little bit, but you don't, it doesn't look like it would be.
It sneaks up on you.
It does.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, think about the twisting you do, and think about how that'll help your backswing, and just you loosen up your shoulders. When you've got that, you use your muscle memory, so you go back to these positions that you're constantly, like, hitting. Plus, don't forget the balancing that happens, right? Because you're using one side of your body when you golf. So when you go to yoga class, you're balancing out everything, and you know, and it's really, you know, I dare you to try it, and you'll see it will improve your swing.
Get on it.
Well, and of course, we have to talk about wrestling, don't we?
We do. We have to. Absolutely. Because, you know, you were voted WWE Babe of the Year in 2001 and 2003. Now, Trish, talk a little bit about that whole world. That is so opposite of getting out on a golf course.
Absolutely. It's completely different, right? Not to mention the yoga. That's what's funny. People, like, they're like, you're a wrestler and you're this, like, yogi person? I'm like, yeah. But I look at it like, you know, it's keeping the balance. I was able to, like, wrestling was insane on your body, and the schedule itself is insane. So one year I did 300 days of the year was on the road. And, you know, it was actually the yoga when I started doing it towards the end of my career that it allowed me to do that balance and not feel so stressed out and feel like, you know, kind of enjoy this experience a little bit more. Plus, you know, conditioned. I mean, I was more able to recover better and things like that. So it's kind of a crazy world. You really don't stop. And I officially retired in 2006.
Right.
And I go back and they have, like, you know, the guest Raw guest host and, you know, the surprise appearance by Trish and things like that, which I think is a little bit easier than the 300 days on the road. That's for
yeah.
Sure. But, you know, it's going to always be part of my life. And it's just it's something that I was very passionate about. I love the performance of it all. But now it's kind of neat. I've actually, since I retired, been able to do, I seem to kind of gravitate towards fight activities still. Like, I did a travel show. You wouldn't have seen it because it's in Canada. It's called Stratosphere. And
okay.
I traveled the world and got to visit, like, India, for example. And through learning, like, sword fighting, I would explore the histories and the cultures of the cities. So it was kind of...
Well, then why can't we see it? We're in America. We want to see that. Aww.
Well, we're working on that deal. It was a Canadian show, and I will... Maybe, you know, if you go to my website, trishstratus.com, you can see a little sneak peek. It's really a cool show. I got to do some really awesome stuff. I did, like, Icelandic wrestling in Iceland, and I did Vietnamese wrestling in Vietnam. So it was kind of cool. And then recently I did a movie where, guess what I was doing?
Yeah. You had to do it. Exactly. You go with your strengths. Yeah, because I would imagine, Trish, everywhere you go, obviously, no one's going to mess with you.
No.
There's no way.
No, people know. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I would think so.
I was gonna, do most people know better? There's just no way to ever, you know, just try anything on you because they know you could take them.
Well, I've been pretty pretty lucky that no one's tried to take me on in a fight for a
good.
Few years. So that's good.
And why don't you sound Canadian at all?
I mean, I'm
not hearing any A's or Ya's or...
Well, I think that could be a bit of a cliche, actually.
Okay, good. Well, because I'm from Minnesota, and they tease me constantly that I speak like a Minnesotan, so I figured I could pass on the teasing to a Canadian.
Right.
Yeah, I can hear your Minnesota accent, actually.
Oh, stop, you cannot.
There you go. You know, she hasn't parked her car next to the bar for a long time. A long time. You've gotten that out of your system here. Absolutely. Hey, Trish, also a question about golf and you being a spokesperson for Callaway Golf.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, there's plenty of famous people along with you that have also been Callaway spokespeople, like, for instance, Alice Cooper, Kenny G.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever run into any of these other people along the way?
Actually, I just did a Joe Carter and Friends celebrity golf tournament up here, and it was really fun. We had Joe Carter was out there, and then Charles Barkley was out there. And just, it was, you know, a lot of celebrities who, and actually, Kelly Gruber, he's actually a Callaway ambassador as well. That's all I've encountered so far. So,
yeah, you know, Trish, if you could ever get him to just step aside for a second, maybe you could talk to him as Charles Barkley. This is the worst golfer on the planet. And it gets proven on a daily basis on YouTube. You can see hundreds of videos just on him not golfing very well.
No, so, but not if golfing he, very well at all. And he's taking lessons now, too.
Oh, good. That, about time.
Yeah, and if he did that, but if he did a little bit of yoga, he might be able to get it all together.
Believe me, I actually did tell him about that, and he listened. He actually thought, you know what, the pro he's been working with has told him to do that as well. So there.
Good. Boy,
yeah.
He
needs it. Trish, we're getting beeped, so we got to let you go, but what a great interview. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, guys. If you guys are in Toronto, come to my yoga studio or my retreat.
Would love to.
You bet. Trish, thank you, girl.